Thursday, June 3rd. The big decision this morning was whether or not to have a follow-up on the press conference with an in-office deal tomorrow. And after analyzing the thing pretty thoroughly, the president decided not to do it. He felt that unless there was a strong feeling that we do want to have one, that we shouldn't do it. The question, of course, is whether we want to dominate the news, and since we probably don't have anything positive to push, it's not a good idea. He didn't want to do it on the basis of doing it for the benefit of the press, and that also helped to rule it out. He met with the police chiefs, from a group of them from around the country this morning, and was really enthusiastic afterwards because of their tremendous level of appreciation. Ziegler, on the other hand, was furious as a result of his press briefing after the police meeting because the press jumped all over him on the basis of hitting him for bringing in the police. And he ended up having Pete Pitches at the end of the meeting really take them on, which I guess he did pretty strongly, to Ziegler's complete delight. This afternoon we had Mitchell and Dole in for the usual follow-up political meeting. Nothing much developed. Dole seems to think things are moving along pretty productively. He expressed his usual worry about the POW wives, but that's par for the course. The president called me at home tonight after his reception for the members of the 80th Congress and was very pleased because he had said he had never seen a more appreciative group. And this leads him to think we ought to do a little more of the social type of thing with members of Congress to build the personal touch and loyalty. He thought the people tonight were really moved by it and felt it was a very good kind of a thing. He also got so much positive reaction there to the press conference that he now thinks he should do some more Q&A types of things, like a Q&A with a group of young people, or something of that kind. It's apparent to him that that approach is particularly effective for him, as of course it is, and he thinks we ought to look for more creative ways to use it. And Henry called me in this morning to follow up on his phone call to me late last night, reporting that he had got his message from the Chinese. He let me read it this morning, and it really is effusive. And I can see why Henry's so excited. They are really leaning over backward to set up a meeting, and specifically confirm the meeting with Henry and want him to come practically immediately, which he, of course, can't do. He's going to have to hold it off for a month. But it looks as if we have the ball rolling in that area, and he feels that that will put a lot of pressure on North Vietnam to settle with him when he meets with them secretly the end of June. So he's extremely optimistic that we may get all of the settlements that we're working towards on all of our initiatives, and if we do that, we'll really be in great shape. End of June 3rd.